Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is July 19, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. TP34 raises 345 million euros in funding round. Fintech company TP24 has announced its raise of 345 million euros in debt funding for providing lending services to SMEs in the UK, the Netherlands, and Australia. Ecolytic and Mambu offer banks embedded climate engagement solutions. Germany-based climate engagement solution Ecolytic has partnered with cloud banking platform Mambu to deliver climate action solutions for financial institutions. CBN partners Central Bank of Egypt on fintech regulation and financial inclusion. Central Bank of Nigeria has signed two memorandums of understanding, MOS, with the Central Bank of Egypt and the London Institute of Banking and Finance, LIBF. UNIPAAS partners with GoCardless for bank payments. Bank payment company GoCardless has announced a partnership with embedded finance solution provider UNIPAAS to enable businesses access to bank payments in over 25 countries. Zurich APAC launches Zurich Edge, a digitally embedded insurance suite. Switzerland-based insurance group Zurich has launched Zurich Edge, offering a digital suite of technology capabilities and insurance expertise across the company's Asian markets. NextPay adds SWIFT payments in 23 currencies. Lithuania-based electronic money institution, EMI, NextPay has announced that it added SWIFT payments in 23 currencies. Worldline launches mobility payments suite. France-based global payments services provider Worldline has launched a mobility payment suite looking to facilitate consistent payments and increase access to mobility for all. Branchspace partners with Cellpoint Digital. UK-based provider of data-driven solutions and services for the airline industry Branchspace has partnered with Cellpoint Digital. OPN partners with Atomi for BNPL. One-stop financial solutions company OPN has announced a partnership with BNPL provider Atomi to address the growing demand for flexible payments in Malaysia and Singapore. IXOPAY announces partnership with TrustPay. Payment orchestration platform IXOPAY has announced its partnership with TrustPay to offer improved payment solutions to merchants and clients worldwide. CRIF, Know Your Customer partner with Payab. Fintech CRIF and RegTech Know Your Customer have partnered with Ping and One Connect Bank, Hong Kong, Limited, Payab, to improve digital onboarding for its SME customers. Netcraft secures $100 million in funding round. UK-based cybercrime detection and disruption service provider Netcraft has secured $100 million for the development of its solutions and worldwide expansion. Socure partners with Meridian Link. Digital identity verification solutions provider Socure has partnered with cloud-based platforms provider Meridian Link. Sella launches new Metaverse 4 finance acceleration program. Italy-based banking group Sella has launched the second edition of the Metaverse 4 finance acceleration program in partnership with dpixel. Alchemy Pay introduces crypto micro-purchases for minimum $1. Singapore-based crypto gateway Alchemy Pay has enabled its users to buy small amounts of cryptocurrency, minimum $1, on its on-ramp. Fintechs demand end to hidden bank fees in international payments. 15 of London's biggest fintech companies, including Wise, Revolut and Monzo, have come together to demand an urgent review of legislation regarding hidden bank fees for international payments. Klarna to provide struggling customers with access to debt advice. In anticipation of new consumer duty rules in the UK, BNPL firm Klarna has partnered with the Money Advisor Network to provide cash-strapped customers with free advice on how to manage their debts. Paystrax to monitor merchant fraud with Viking Cloud. Viking Cloud, a leading global provider of cybersecurity and compliance solutions, has announced a new client partnership for its web risk monitoring solution with Paystrax, a European payment processor and principal member of Visa and MasterCard. Bright Payments appoints COO and CFO. Signaling that it has entered the next phase in its rapid growth, Bright Payments today announced the appointment of Alexander Kassai as Chief Operating Officer and Fredrik Strömquist as Chief Financial Officer. UniPOS signs for Go Cardless Embed. Go Cardless, the bank payment company, has announced a partnership with embedded finance solution provider UniPaaS, who will be the latest payment service provider, PSP, to tap into the fintech's global bank payment network via white label integration. Temenos achieves certification for FedNow. Temenos, 6. Tem, today announced that it has successfully completed certification for the FedNow SM service, the Federal Reserve's new instant payment offering launching in July 2023. NextPay expands services with SWIFT payments in 23 currencies. NextPay, a leading Lithuanian electronic money institution, EMI, providing business banking solutions for digital companies, has announced its enhanced service offering by adding SWIFT payments in 23 currencies. PayNearby launches radio station. PayNearby, India's largest branchless banking and digital network, has launched PayNearby Radio, a platform curated exclusively for its million-plus active retailers in Bharat, to provide them with snackable content that helps them grow unabated in life. Weben Group picks up investment from Laser Digital, Nomura's digital asset subsidiary. Weben, an incubation hub for fintech and Web3 innovators, backed by Alan Howard, today announces an investment from Laser Digital, Nomura's digital asset subsidiary. Lloyds Bank joins Neptune as dealer distributing real-time Axe data to buy-side clients. Neptune Networks Limited. Neptune, the fixed income network for disseminating real-time Axe data, today announced the addition of Lloyds Bank to its bond dealer community. SumSub expands into APAC. SumSub, a full-cycle verification platform that secures the whole user journey, today announces its plans to make Singapore its APAC headquarters and wider business development goals in the region. CRIF and Know Your Customer strike deal with Ping and One Connect. CRIF and Know Your Customer have announced the partnership with Ping and One Connect Bank, Hong Kong Limited, Payup, to further enhance the digital onboarding process for its small and medium enterprise, SME, clients. The growing influence of CBDCs in Latin America and the Caribbean. As the concept of a central bank digital currency CBDC digs for traction in the United States amid a fractured political climate, the idea is finding purchase south of the border. A February publication of the International Monetary Fund, pulling together research in progress, highlighted the progress being made with CBDCs. Nordea to acquire Danske Bank's personal customer business in Norway. Nordea has entered an agreement to buy Danske Bank's Norwegian personal customer and private banking business and associated asset management portfolios. Klarna partners with the Money Advisor Network. Sweden-based Buy Now, Pay later provider Klarna has partnered with the Money Advisor Network to give its clients access to free and impartial debt advice. MasterCard partners with Guidia. MasterCard has partnered with fintech Guidia to provide consumers and businesses in Saudi Arabia with greater access to both advanced card and payment solutions. Fidesmo partners with Werenize to augment contactless payments. Sweden-based Fidesmo has partnered with payment service provider Werenize to revolutionize contactless payments. Experian report shows fraud fears increase by 50% compared to 2022. Information services company Experian has launched a report that showcases that 50% of consumers fear becoming fraud targets more than in 2022. The National Audit Office launched review on FCA's effectiveness. The National Audit Office has launched a review on the Financial Conduct Authority's effectiveness and its overall ability to manage new responsibilities. Coin Fund closes $158 million seed IV fund. U.S.-based crypto-asset-focused investment firm Coin Fund has announced the closing of the $158 million seed IV fund LP. Neo Zam names Daniel Joseph as country head for Australia. In response to growing client demand, leading financial software company Neo Zam has bolstered its involvement in Australia with the appointment of Daniel Joseph as country head for Australia. Rapid appoints Shlomit Wagman as Global Chief Regulation and Compliance Officer. Rapid, the leading global fintech as a service provider, today announced the appointment of Dr. Shlomit Wagman, former Director General of the Israel Money Laundering and Terror Financing Prohibition Authority, IMPA, head of the Israeli delegation to the FATF, chair of the FATF Operational Working Group, and a Harvard-affiliated scholar, as its Global Chief Regulation and Compliance Officer. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.